The Rock versus Cody heats up. Mercedes Moné brings WWE to AEW. And is the Attitude Era making a return? Let's talk about it. Hit my theme music.
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
Heard worldwide.
WOCNation.com.
The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger.
God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans.
WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Right up, thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond
Dallas. Bang!
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
I've put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't even know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait and see.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Wrestling with History Worldwide in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. That's exclusively how we stream right now. So you got to go on and subscribe to VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. Like, follow, subscribe, whatever the button's called. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you also subscribe or follow VOC Nation on X at VOC Nation. Follow Wrestling with History at WWHVOC. I'm solo right now without my co-host, Namar Wells. We'll be back together in just a few days to record another episode. This is a bonus episode right here because there's so much that's gone on since we've talked last. And the first thing I want to kind of get into is Mercedes Moné arriving in AEW. And here's the thing. You see that the AEW product is shifting a little bit. And I've said this the last few times that I've gotten to talk to the VOC Nation out there, that AEW needs to make their product more appealing to the common wrestling fan. And I don't want to sound like Vince Russo, because I know that he's said the same thing about all of wrestling for the last, 20 years. I think that we're missing the ball. AEW, if they want to continue to thrive and they want to continue to grow, because they're really stagnant around 900,000, maybe a million fans week after week. If they want to continue to grow, they need to keep their core wrestling fan, you know, the hardcore wrestling fans that, when I say hardcore, I'm not talking about nails and ladders and glass. I'm talking about the really dedicated fan that reads the dirt sheets and goes on the internet. That's the wrestling fan that loves the AEW product right now. They also have to pull in people like my dad. Like, my dad watched wrestling during the Saturday night's main event era. You know, Saturday night's main event was a thing in our house from like 1985 until 1988-89. And he would watch it and he was entertained and we would get the pay-per-views. And then he fell asleep on wrestling until the late 90s. And what WCW did by bringing back Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and creating the NWO got him intrigued again, and he started watching the product. And then ultimately, he watched the WWE's version of the Attitude Era. And that kind of fan is not engaged in the AEW product. That kind of fan is not really in on the quote-unquote Japanese style of wrestling, which kind of looks like choreographed dance sometimes. What we need is a wrestling product, and WWE is doing this really well right now, bringing back The Rock and incorporating all styles, and that's why they're doing so well business-wise right now. The product in general needs to appeal to the casual wrestling fan that just tunes in every once in a while, and they can suspend their disbelief and enjoy the show. And then also the internet wrestling community. You can't have one or the other. You need both. So I think it was a great job when AEW hired Jen Pepperman as their vice president of content development. She had experience in WWE, and she can bring some of that style over to AEW, and that will help them to get to the next level. You're starting to see the benefits of that with Mercedes Moné and how she's being presented, her promos. And what AEW's done very well, and I think I heard this on, maybe it was Busted Open as well, but AEW has done very well kind of going back and forth between the things that appeal to the casual wrestling fan versus things that appeal to the hardcore wrestling fan. And you see that difference with the presentation of Will Ospreay and Okada, and then the presentation of Mercedes Moné. So I'm interested to follow this. We'll see how it goes. But I'm on the track that AEW needs to continue down that path. They absolutely have to do it. And we'll talk about The Rock and Cody on the other side of this short break.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at vocnation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Count Me Out, of the Cody Crybabies group. I'm certainly not Dave LaGreca, and I certainly don't own a pink bathrobe. Though, I don't judge anybody. Listen, I was listening to, I think it was Vince Russo, and if you really look at the way Cody carries himself, he acts like I could see him being more of a heel over time than a babyface. And I think the way the fans that are really behind Cody, and I understand there's kids and stuff in there too, but I think it's the hardcore wrestling fan. I think the common fan eats up what The Rock does. And I think if the busted open people and the hardcore fans didn't drown out, you know, the rest of the audience on The Rock, you could have had a pretty cool setup for WrestleMania with The Rock and Roman Reigns. I do like where it ended up going. I think they fell into something really good. But I'm just not seeing it on Cody Rhodes. I don't think he's especially believable. How do I say this the right way? He's got a little bit of a lisp, so it's hard for me to take him seriously on those promos where he's talking slow and he's trying to use big words and wow us. Like, it just, it comes off kind of corny. So I don't get it. I don't understand the real draw to Cody Rhodes as the uber babyface. I don't see where this guy is going to carry the company and bring in the common wrestling fan, the casual wrestling fan. And I think going into that large Netflix contract, The Rock can do that. You could put the strap on The Rock or have The Rock and Roman fighting for the title, and they could carry the ball together. And Cody could be in that mix, but I really don't see Cody or Seth Rollins as, ball-carrying wrestlers, ball-carrying superstars. It's just me. I mean, everybody has their own taste. That's the beauty of professional wrestling. But I really have a tough time with it. And I am very interested to see what happens with WrestleMania. I think the way it's setting up, if I were betting on this, you're going to have the Bloodline win this WrestleMania Saturday match and really create an environment where it's impossible odds for Cody to win on WrestleMania Sunday. And he triumphantly overcomes all odds and wins the WWE Championship, WWE Universal Championship. And then at that point, the fans will start to get wise to who Cody actually is, and they're going to start to turn on him. I think the opportunity there is that when they start to turn on him, don't do the John Cena thing where it's like, you know, half the fans are cheering, half the fans are booing. Lean into that. Then you turn The Rock back into a babyface, and you have a super, super build for a match either at SummerSlam or next year's WrestleMania. I think you got to take advantage of The Rock's positioning right now. So he has the time, and he's still, well, 51 is not young or old. He's still got some mileage left in him to have a couple of matches. So you could do a Rock Cody match, you could do a Rock Roman match, and I think if you do it right, you could get both of those things done in the next year and a half or 2 years, and business could be absolutely on fire if this goes the right way. So that's where I'm at. I think you have to eventually turn Cody heel at some point. I'm not sure he's going to ever carry this company as a babyface. But what I will say is, remember, when The Rock was in the position of Rocky Maivia, and you know, he was kind of middling along in the mid-card, and he wasn't really inspiring anybody, he turned himself into a heel and then went back babyface and was one of the biggest stars in the world. And I think that's what Cody could potentially do if it plays out that way. You win the title, turn him heel, and then ultimately works himself back into being a babyface. But I just really, I can't get behind his the way that he talks. It's very annoying. It's very heel-like. It's not the way that you'd expect a babyface to talk with the big words and stuff like that. So anyway, what I do like, and we'll wrap this up with this, is they're putting some edge back into the product. And I think that's the coolest thing about this whole journey that we're on. Vince McMahon being out and The Rock coming in and TKO taking over, they're making it into a product that appeals to all ages. I'm not saying you have to curse to be cool, but they're bringing back edge to the product. Not the edge, not Adam Copeland, but they're bringing back edginess to the product. And I think that will draw back in the casual wrestling fan that kind of grew up on wrestling, maybe turned away, but it will be a product going forward. In my opinion, that's where they're going. That a 30, 40, 50-year-old man or woman is not embarrassed to be associated with. So we'll see how that continues to play out. Appreciate you hanging with me for about 15 minutes today. Make sure that you rate and review the podcast Wrestling with History by rating and reviewing VOC Nation. So just go on your favorite podcast app and make sure you follow and give us a 5-star review. And we really appreciate you doing that. That helps us to grow. Follow Wrestling with History at WWHVOC. Follow VOC Nation at VOC Nation. This is the Voice of Choice, Bruce Wirt. I'll talk to you with Namar, hopefully, next time we come together in a few days on Wrestling with History. Worldwide in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network.